Amen. Well, this evening, we're not going to have a sermon like we usually do. For the last several months, our church family has been suffering in many ways with many ill in a time of loss and suffering for the church family. And so tonight, what we've done is we've set aside this evening to praise and petition God through prayer. So tonight, let us learn to praise God, thanking Him for who He is and what He has done. And then let us learn also to petition our Lord, bringing our requests humbly before Him, asking Him that His will would be done. Amen. I think I've got the wrong paper here. Sorry. If I seem a little disorganized, it's because I'm a little disorganized. All right. So tonight, we want to take time to praise our Lord and to petition Him, of course, through prayer. And we are going to begin by praising the Lord and taking time to voice our worship to Him. And when we think of the Lord's Prayer, the prayer He gave to the disciples, that well-known prayer, it begins with, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." Worshiping God, venerating Him, loving Him for who He is. And then the verse says, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And that is a word of praise, not so much a request, but a word of praise expressing our desire that His will would be done among us here on earth, just as His will is perfectly served in heaven. So tonight, I would like to begin by giving praise to our God by reading some scriptures. I ask you to take these scriptures to heart and to consider them. And if you got one of the handouts at the back there, did you get one of these, everybody, from the little stand? The scripture references are there. I'm not going to pause to read each scripture reference, but I'll just read those scriptures. Hear now the word of the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon His name. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods. The Lord is my strength and song, and He has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise Him, my Father's God, and I will extol Him. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips will praise you. So I will bless you as long as I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul is satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth offers praises with joyful lips. The heavens will praise your wonders, O Lord, your faithfulness also in the assembly of the holy ones. For who in the skies is comparable to the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty is like the Lord, a God greatly feared in the council of the holy ones and awesome above all those who are around Him? O Lord God of hosts, who is like you, Almighty Lord? Your faithfulness also surrounds you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all His hosts. Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all stars of light. Praise Him, highest heavens and waters that are above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded and they were created. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is exalted. His glory is above earth and heaven, and He has lifted up a horn for His people, praise for all His godly ones, even for the sons of Israel, a people near to Him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty expanse. Praise Him for His mighty deeds. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And all the church said, amen. Shall we bow in prayer, offering praise unto God? Lord God, when we hear these words, our hearts leap with joy. Lord, you are a God and we praise you. We thank you, Lord, that you have loved us and given your Son for us. We praise you, Lord, because you are the mighty one. And Lord, even before you laid the foundation of the world, you ordained our days. And Lord, you set your love upon us. And Lord, you determined at that time that you would give your Son Jesus to be the Christ and that He would suffer and die. We give you praise and glory for this, for we know, Lord, that you gave your Son and sacrificed for us that you redeemed us through your Son, that we have been purchased by his blood. Thank you, Lord God. And we understand, Lord, that this is the greatest of all possible sacrifices. Not only that your Son is God, very God, the perfect Lamb, but Lord, you did not give yourself, but you gave your Son. And we praise you for this. Heavenly Father, I could not imagine what it would be like for me to give myself for another, let alone then to give one of my children for another, and then for another such as us, a lost and sinful people. We give you praise and honor and glory, O God, for you have done these things, and this is the display of your great love and your glory, and we thank you tonight. And Lord, we thank you that you provide for us day in and day out, that you give us the breath to breathe. And Lord, you give us the things that we need to sustain our life. Lord, you supply all of our need according to your riches and glory. We give you praise and honor and glory. And Lord, even when our stomach goes hungry, our souls are fat and full. Lord, even when our tongue is parched, O God, our soul wants not for water. But Lord, we have the living water living inside of us. And God, we are satisfied very, very well. We give you praise for this. And we thank you, God, that you are a heavenly Father. You are a Father who loves us perfectly. Lord, as good as some earthly fathers might have been, and Lord, considering how faulty many are, Lord, we recognize that you are the perfect Father. You fail in nothing. You are perfect in all your counsel, in all your wisdom, in all that which you deal with us, O God. You are perfect, working for your glory and for our best. And Lord, we confess tonight, it's not always easy for us to understand your way. In fact, Lord, we confess many times it's very, very difficult to understand your way. And yet we know the truth. You love us, and you, Lord, cause all things to work together for our good, as you have called us to yourself, Lord, to love you and to walk according to your ways. And so we give you praise. We know, Lord, that you did not spare any good thing from us. Lord, you even gave your Son for us. We give you praise for that tonight and glory and honor. Lord, as we consider the sun and the stars at night and the mountain that you have lifted high next to us and the valley and by the river that you have carved, O God, we see your glory on every hand. And Lord, just to think that you let us live in such a wonderful place on this earth, O God, how good you have been to us. Lord, we thank you for our families. Oh God, we give you praise tonight for each one. Lord, as we consider those who have gone on to be with you and those who are still here, oh God, we just want to give you praise and glory, for we know that our children are in your hands, oh God. We know, oh God, that our parents are in your hands, that our brothers and our sisters are in your hand. And Lord, we give you praise and glory for them, for these relationships we have. And we thank you, Lord, for this relationship you've given us with one another in the church. Thank you, God, that though you brought us from many places, you brought us together as one. And Lord, our dear brothers and sisters are closer to us now than actually our blood brothers and sisters. We give you praise and glory for this wonderful family that you have granted us. Your name is to be lifted up in high. Lord, there is no one who is like you. We give you honor tonight. Heavenly Father, as we have praised you, as we have lifted our voice to you, we ask, O God, that you would be exalted in our midst. Lord, be glorified. In the name of Christ, I pray. Amen. We're going to take some time now to break up into some small groups of four or five people, whatever is convenient here. It doesn't matter if there's two or three or six or seven. But we're going to break up into some small groups, and we can go to different spots around the auditorium here. And we're going to ask you, as you break into these groups, that you take your time and that you glorify God through prayer. Each one or whoever would like to, worshiping God one at a time, everything decency in order, one at a time. But also then being very careful that this is a time of worship. We will have our petitions in a little while. So we give all the praise and all the honor to our glorious God, for these are the things he's done.
Well, praise God that there are just so many things that we can praise him for. And certainly we could go on all night and have a prayer-a-thon easily. And there are just no end of the things once you start to think of them and to go into them and recount them and all of your blessings that God so freely bestows upon us. And so now we're going to turn our attention to bringing our requests and our petitions before the Lord and making our petitions known to Him. Now hear the word of the Lord. The scripture says, with all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit. And with this in view, be on the alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints. Do you pray for all the saints? Do you make petitions for them? I hope you do. Also, it says in God's word, therefore confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. The effective prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much. And so we need to petition our Lord, and we need to petition Him concerning our own sins, and we also need to pray for one another. Also, devote yourselves to prayer, keeping alert with an attitude of thanksgiving. And so, in a sense, we need to be thanking God for His answers to the prayer, even as we petition Him and bring those before Him. Also, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And God has made us in a wonderful way, and not to be anxious, but yet He's made us in a way that we are human, and to recognize that we need Him, so we may not be anxious, and that we need to bring our petitions towards Him in a thankful way, and to thank Him ahead of time for His answers and for His divine will in all of those cases. And also reading from Matthew in chapter 6, it says, for this reason I say to you, do not be worried about your life as to what you'll eat or what you will drink, nor for your body as to what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, that they do not sow, nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worthy more than they? And who of you, by being worried, can add a single hour to his life? And why are you worried about clothing? Observe how the lilies of the field grow. They do not toil or spin. And yet I say to you that not even Solomon in all of his glory clothed himself like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow, is thrown into the furnace, will He not much more clothe you? You of little faith, do not worry then, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear for clothing? For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things, but seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. That's a constant reminder, isn't it? It constantly reminds me, no worries, Harry. God has it in control. Don't worry about those things. And again, it says, and my God will supply all your needs according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus. And also, therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace so that we may receive mercy and grace to help in time of need. And of course, pray without ceasing. And it seems like we've had to pray without ceasing even more than unceasingly before, if that makes any sense. There's just been so many needs and so many things that have come to us here in this body, especially, that God has laid upon our hearts, that has brought into our midsts, and causing us, I think, even more and more to recognize our needs, our need for Him, and our need to put our faith and our trust in Him even more so. And I know, looking around, that we're all Christians here, and yet even so, we need to be constantly reminded of these truths and these glories and these things in our lives. Something as simple as pray without ceasing, which is something we need to be reminded of constantly. And a thing that we need to do all day long as those things come into our mind, as the Spirit lays those things on our hearts. And so Before we would go back to praying in our small groups again, I would just like to offer up a prayer of petition before we do that right now. Heavenly Father, we just come to you, Lord, and we just come to you with all of our requests and all of our the burdens on our heart, Lord. Some of these you have placed there, Heavenly Father, and we just would come to you, and as you remind us to pray, Lord, there are just so many things that we need to pray for here at church, and we are not ashamed to bring those to you, petitions to you. Heavenly Father, we would just pray for just all of those that are in need, not just of healing, Lord, and these things weigh very deeply upon us, Heavenly Father, but you are a God that hears our prayers and that has open ears and wants us to come to you and cry out to you, to cry, Abba, Father, and to bring those things to you, Heavenly Father. You want to have us come to you in that sense, Lord, and we know that you hear our prayers, Lord, and you are faithful to hear them and you're faithful to answer them, Heavenly Father. And so we would just also pray, Lord, just for the comfort of so many in our church, Lord, that have recently lost loved ones, dear Lord. And we just thank you for the grace that only you can give to us, Lord, as your adopted sons and daughters, in the sense that you care for us in that way, in that close way, Lord, that you give us the grace to hold up and to look to you and to have peace and to have satisfaction, Heavenly Father. And you teach us those things, Lord, as we mature, Lord. And that we would, in petition, Lord, that we would just meditate on your word. You've given it to us, Lord. Help us to obviously take advantage and to use it. And Lord, as our spirit, Heavenly Father, we would just pray that our spirit would just be confirming with your spirit within inside of us, Lord, that your truths and your word are not only just true, but they bring us great comfort, and that we just feel you working in our lives and inside of us, Lord. We just thank you for the fact that we have so many here at church in this body, Lord, that do pray and they are faithful, Heavenly Father, and that they do offer petitions to you on our part and on others' part, Heavenly Father, and we just know that that pleases you and that you are happy when we come to you with all of those things. You are a great God. You have revealed yourself to us in your word. We just thank you that we can relate to you as you have revealed yourself to us, and that we know that you have all the power and that you are with us, and that nothing happens that is outside of your will, outside of your notice, and outside of your love, Heavenly Father, and that you bring these things to bear goodness upon this earth, to bring you glory, and to cause us to love you even more, Heavenly Father. And so we can see your hand in all of these things, Lord. So we pray ahead of time, and we just praise you ahead of time in our petitions to you, Lord. And we just thank you for the Holy Spirit that you give to us. And our petitions are brought to you, Lord, that we have an advocate in heaven. And your Son brings those things, Lord, and sometimes, Lord, we don't have the words even when we pray. Lord, we just pour out our hearts and just tears before you, Heavenly Father, and yet you understand our spirits as they groan before you, Lord. And so we just thank you that we have this special relationship with you that only Christians can have, Lord. And so we have great faith in you and great love. In Jesus' name, amen.